All right, good morning. 37 degrees. And we didn't get any snow, not even rain overnight. Now, again, there'd been talk of that. I know yesterday morning we were telling you, you know, less than half an inch of accumulation. And we're not completely out of the woods this morning, but it would appear that a lot of the precipitation, it's just further south is just what we're looking at. And so some of you, and even in the La Crosse forecast talking rain, but there's an excitement. It's interesting. I mean, some people, you know, a past coworker I had around here used to be very excited about the initial part of snow. You know, that initial part. But then afterwards, it was like, okay, you know, not repeatedly, not relentlessly. And so it is one of the tougher seasons. Some do like it more than others. It's called winter. And, yeah, there'd been some talk. This men's group I was at last night, they were talking about, oh, yeah, maybe 1 to 2 inches. I'm like, wow, that's not what I heard. And checking the forecast, it wasn't quite as specific as that. So I guess if you're not specific, you don't have to worry about being wrong. All right. One item about today, a couple of interesting items about today in history as we check multiple sources. According to legend, using a bow and arrow, William Tell shot an apple off his son's head on this day in 1307. Also in 1928, Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie premiered on this day. It was the first successful sound-synchronized animated cartoon. Also in 2011, the video game Minecraft was released. Wow, really? It seems like it's been out there forever. Okay, and our morning devotion from Larry Krabs, God's Love Letters to You, the 40-day devotional experience. We're up to day 33, 1 Thessalonians, blessed by frustration, weariness, and futility. 1 Thessalonians 5, 8, and 9 says, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Just a short one today on, isn't it 1 Thessalonians is 5 chapters, 2 Thess is 3, I believe. But wrapping up those 5, what might the Lord have us? Larry imagines this, that God would say, only an unplanned, unarranged, unwelcomed, unmanageable, and thoroughly unenjoyable dark nights will my plan for your maturity unfold. Let me repeat that. Again, Larry imagining the Lord saying to us regarding 1 Thessalonians, only an unplanned, unarranged, unwelcomed, unmanageable, and thoroughly unenjoyable dark nights will my plan for your maturity unfold. A lot of uns there, yes. Listen to what an offbeat follower of mine, Tim Farrington, wrote in A Hell of Mercy. Quote, you will be graced with the disaster your soul requires to find its way home. John of the Cross put it this way, no matter how much an individual does through his own efforts, he cannot actively purify himself enough to be disposed in the least degree for the divine union of the perfection of love. Your frustration with everything, including yourself, makes it possible to turn in deeper dependence to me. Your weariness requires the strength of supernatural love to continue serving me. Your haunting sense of futility shuts you up to a kind of endurance that can be sustained only with hope in my son's return. You are in a good place. Taking a moment to reflect as you look back over the landscape of your life, where can you see how dark nights or what could be described as disasters actually became a path to maturity? How has God used these occasions to mature you? Put into words how those times changed you. And taking a moment to pray, Father, we don't like feeling frustrated or weary, and we certainly don't embrace these times, but perhaps we're missing an opportunity. Give us the eyes and the wisdom to see your ways and how these experiences could be a good place, a path to maturity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we heard about it a while back, and now it's officially coming to a close. The penny, no longer in production. You hear these things about how much it costs to make a penny, and places now rounding up. Mm-hmm. Quick Trip's doing it, other places saying we don't have pennies anymore. But here's another side of the end of the penny angle.
Yeah, the U.S. Treasury has officially halted penny production with the last batch struck at the Philadelphia Mint on November 12th.
Now, this is kind of cool. 5 of these final pennies are distinct due to a small omega symbol beneath Liberty on the penny, signifying their status as the final pieces, the final penny. place.
Huh. It is kind of interesting, right? You can, you know, you can see like little P. Oh, it was made at the Philadelphia Mint. The symbol represents the end of the penny's run, as Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet.
Now, these five pennies are not just going to be put into circulation. They will be auctioned off instead of being circulated, potentially reaching some pretty amazing prices.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing prices is right. The five pennies auction off reaching prices from $2 million to $5 million each.
I mean, you hear that it costs four pennies to make a penny, but paying $5 million for a penny, maybe the government's like, yeah, let's try and get some of that back real quick at the end.
So there you go. Special edition pennies.
Hmm. I'd like to see one. Don't think I'd pay that much for it, even if I had that.
There you go. You know, at the game the other day in Wisconsin Rapids, I didn't find a penny. I found a quarter.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's
definitely worth bending down to pick that up.
Big spending.
Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB Caleb and Halvel with you. The number to call is 715-723-2555. 723-2555. And what a great prize we have for you. You've heard about the Rhett Walker Family Christmas, that concert coming to Jacob's Well quickly, December 12th. It's a Friday evening. What a great way to kind of bridge the first part of December into that downward rush to Christmas. And what a great way to be focused on the reason for the season. You'll hear all the great Rhett Walker songs that you hear here on the radio, Man on the Middle Cross and All Joy, No Stress, all those fun songs. But you'll also hear he and his family singing together your Christmas favorites. So can't recommend that enough. OneFest.com to get tickets. And they are going quickly. But thanks to our friends at OneFest, we do have a pair of tickets for that concert to give to one of you. As always, the caveat, you've got to solve our question, 715-723-2555. Without further ado, here it is. Almost 5% of us have been injured by what? Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. And you might say, why does the WIB Wake Up Show focus on injuries so much? I don't know. I can't answer that.
It provides question fodder, I guess.
I guess we get injured a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win your way in to see Rhett Walker and family, a Rhett Walker Family Christmas benefiting OneFest Ministries, December 12th at Jacob's Well Church.
Rhett Walker, look what God can do coming up here on WWIB, whether we get a winner now or not, but we'd like to. 723-2555, almost 5% of us have injured ourselves doing what? With what? 723-2555.
Almost 5% of us. So that would mean around 95% of us have not been injured by this. But 715-723-2555, guess away.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Shanna from Medford.
Hi, Shanna.
What do you think?
A curling iron.
Those can be dangerous. Mm,
yes. Uh-huh. I can't say I even use curling irons, and I have injured myself with one before.
That's not it, Shanna. Thank you. Be careful with the curling iron.
Good to hear from Raider country there, Medford. Or is it Red Raiders? Might be Red Raiders.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, well.
Are you there? 715-723-2555.
Okay, well. All right, we'll try again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, my guess would be getting your fingers smacked in the car door.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
A lot of people have. Is it almost 5%? Sorry, Ryan, that's not what we're looking for.
Appreciate the call.
723-2555, Tuesday Trivia, the WIB Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Caitlin from Eau Claire.
Hey, Caitlin.
Jumping on a trampoline.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That, as we've done the injury call-ins, that one always does get mentioned. That's not what we're looking for.
Thanks. I feel like a lot of these are bringing back injuries that I've experienced at one point or another. Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. By what?
Nothing provided more fun for more years for our family than that trampoline.
Did you grow up with the trampolines that didn't have the nets?
Yeah, I think we did put one around. There was a net, I think.
Because I know my friends had trampolines, but they didn't have nets, but it was super fun.
It gets more dangerous.
Yeah, we fell off.
Yeah, that gets more dangerous, for sure. Once the insurance people see that. 723-2555, almost 5% of people have injured themselves. In what way? Tell us. Hi. To the phones we go. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chase from Chippewa Falls.
What do you think, buddy?
A stapler.
A stapler.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that too.
You got to be careful with that. You've had a lot of injuries.
I have.
That's not it. All right, we're going to take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, Toby from Stanley.
Hey, Toby.
What do you think?
Toenail clipper.
Toenail clipper.
That would be a little different, right? Yeah. If you got injured with that, that's not what we're looking for. Thanks.
And again, You know, good guess there, Toby, because almost 5% of us, it's not a massive amount.
Right.
It's not the majority at all. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jamie from Boyd.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. My guess is flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Huh.
Injured yourself with flip-flops.
Have you done that before, Jamie?
No, but I've had my son and my...
Tuesday Trivia, try number two here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Call 715-723-2555. The question we're working on is this. Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. By what? Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. Your chance to win two tickets to see Rhett Walker and family at Rhett Walker Family Christmas December 12th, Friday night at Jacob's Well Church in Eau Claire, benefiting One Fest Ministries. You can get your tickets at one-fest.com before they sell out. We have your chance to win your way in right here, right now. 723-2555 to call in and guess.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Kayla from Cameron.
All right, Kayla, what do you think?
I think it's people getting wild watching football.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, you could bump into one another, chest bumps, maybe trip over a coffee table.
There certainly is the vocal exercising going on. Could that be it? Sorry, Caleb.
Good guess, buddy. Almost 5% of us have been injured by what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rochelle, Eau Claire.
Hi, Rochelle. What do you think?
Firearm.
Boy, yeah, that can be, sure. You know, especially with the gun deer season starting on Saturday. That would be really a timely question if some, but it's only up to 5%. Could that be it? Sorry, Rochelle.
Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. By what? What is it?
Keep those calls coming. Looks to be a little lull at the moment. It's 723-2555. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Be a leader. We had great calls the first time from all over the place, even some what seemed to be some new names.
Your chance to win here. Two tickets to see Rhett Walker and family. All the songs you know and love from Rhett Walker from the radio, plus Christmas favorites sung with his family.
We're going to hear a Rhett Walker Christmas tune coming up here. 723-2555, 6 minutes from weather bottom of the hour, but still welcoming your calls at 723-2555, unless you guys want to wait till after 845.
Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. By what? It's not a curling iron, not slamming your fingers in a car door, not jumping on a trampoline, not a stapler, not toenail clippers, flip-flops, shoveling snow, people getting too wild or crazy watching football, not firearms. Good guesses, but not what we're looking for. Almost 5% of us have been injured by what?
Well, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Rochelle again.
All right, Rochelle, what do you think?
Like a skill saw or saw for cutting.
All right.
Construction.
Very good. Good guess. Rochelle wants the tickets to the Rhett Walker Christmas concert, but that's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Rochelle. Not a skill saw. 715-723-2555. Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. What in the world could it be?
Going once. Going twice. We're going to do it again after 845.
Tuesday Trivia, try number three here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Your chance for you and a guest to go see Rhett Walker, courtesy of One Fest. This giveaway and, of course, that concert, a Rhett Walker Family Christmas, benefits One Fest Ministry, so you can get your tickets for that December 12th show at Jacob's Well Church. Friday evening Christmas concert, all the songs you know and love from Rhett Walker on the radio, plus Christmas favorites, and his family will be there on stage singing with him. It will be unforgettable. Tickets are going fast, one-fest.com. But we do have a chance for you to win your way in, 715-723-2555. This is the trivia query, the question that we have been working on this morning. Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. Almost 5% of us have been injured by what? Now, that would mean around 95% have not been injured by this. But almost 5% of us have been injured by this. By what? 715-723-2555. For your chance to win your way in to see Rhett Walker's family Christmas concert.
We've had some good guesses already. Two go-arounds. This is try number three today. Otherwise, we'll push it back to a win at Wednesday tomorrow after 7:15. 723-2555, 723-2555.
We've heard from Medford, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Stanley. We've heard from Boyd, from Fall Creek, from Cameron. Have we heard from you? Or if you've already called in, do you have another guess? No penalty for wrong answers. 715-723-2555. Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. Injured by what? What could it be?
I think this is Linda in Chippewa Falls. Am I right?
It is, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
What do you think it is, Linda?
A musical instrument such as a guitar string popping off or a
piano top.
So just basically injured by a musical instrument.
Musical instrument injury.
Yeah, those dangerous. Could be.
But that's not what we're looking for.
Good call, Linda. Thank you. Call us back. Give us another guess. 715-723-2555.
Almost 5% of us have been injured with what? Doing what? 723-2555-723-2555.
What could it be? Almost 5% of us injured by this. By what? For two tickets to see Rhett Walker's A Family Christmas Concert. Rhett Walker and his family. Songs you know and love from his albums plus Christmas favorites. All December 12th at Jacob's Well Church, a Friday evening concert, middle of December. What could be better?
We had great participation an hour ago. Last hour kind of slowed down, and this time it was just Linda.
Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. A lot of options out there. 715-723-2555. Incorrect guesses. It's not. Well, do we have somebody?
I think it's Linda again.
All right, Linda, go ahead.
Yeah, it's me again.
All right, Linda, go ahead.
So this is probably something that not too many experience, hopefully, but maybe a comment by a friend or somebody that was, you know, they didn't mean to really say it the way they were interpreted.
Yeah, so you're saying not a physical injury, but yeah, it could be an emotional injury as well. Almost 5% of us injured by a comment from someone else.
So you're disagreeing with sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. They may, and in fact, that's not what we're looking for, but thank you, Linda.
Good guess, Linda. 715-723-2555. Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. By what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Paula from Chautauqua.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. So I'm thinking a table fork.
A table fork?
Sure.
There's sharp tines on those.
Yeah, be careful. Don't run with that fork. But that's not what we're looking for. Thanks, Paula.
Call us back from Chautauqua. Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. By what?
We'll take three more calls. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Matt. I'm driving into work from Eau Claire.
All right, great, Matt. What do you think?
I'm going to reference Office Space and say a stapler. Have you seen my stapler?
Yeah.
That actually was guessed earlier, but I appreciate the reference very much.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a backup guess?
Keep the impressions going.
Backup guess, I'll say a spatula.
A spatula.
Okay.
Good backup guess.
Could be, right?
You had that ready to go.
All right, and that is not what we're looking for. Thanks, Matt.
But remember, this isn't necessarily a common injury. Almost 5% of us have been injured by what?
We're thinking of something out of the ordinary, right? Two more tries, willing to take them, but we need the caller. 723-2555, 723-2555, almost 5% of us injured. By what? Hi, what's your... Okay.
You know, when you go back to emotional injuries, I always get a little bit hurt when someone calls and hangs up on us and we just get a dial tone. Just to put that out there, to be vulnerable,
Yeah.
It's a little hurtful. Well, almost 5% of us have been injured by what?
All right. I think that's going to do it for the morning here on WWIB. Oh, right. All right. And as I say that, you know, I've already wrapped up the contest. So hang in there, people. We'll do it tomorrow after 7:15 here on the Wib Wake Up Show.